Welcome to 2 Minutes in Trade, where we interpret the latest trade news to help you understand the impact on your business. For a comprehensive background on the issues discussed today, please visit strtrade.com. Today is Tuesday, March the 5th, 2024. I'm Nicole Bivens-Collinson, Managing Principal and Operating Committee Member at Sandler, Travis & Rosenberg. U.S. tariffs on many imports from China are already high, and there is increasing pressure to raise them further. Sandler, Travis & Rosenberg can help you determine how much such a change would cost your business and how best to mitigate that impact. The Biden administration appears to have no intention of eliminating Section 301 tariffs on imports from China and has continually delayed a review that could offer limited relief. Former President Trump is threatening to increase tariffs on Chinese goods to 60% or more if he is elected this November. In Congress, a bipartisan report issued in December recommended moving China to a new column in the harmonized tariff schedule that would result in substantially higher tariffs on imports of Chinese goods. In each case, the underlying motivation is to give the U.S. leverage to hold China to its trade commitments, prevent it from engaging in coercive or other unfair trade practices, and decrease reliance on Chinese products in sectors important for national and economic security. Further tariff increases on Chinese goods would come at a substantial cost to U.S. companies. For example, in a recent analysis by STNR, we found that rescinding China's normal trade relations status and moving Chinese origin imports from Column 1 to Column 2 of the HTS would have resulted in additional duties of approximately $195.3 billion in 2022 and about $131.4 billion during the January to October period of 2023. U.S. import duties on Chinese goods, including Section 301 duties, totaled $57.7 billion in 2022, but those duties would have soared to an estimated $253 billion had Column 2 duties been in place on such goods during that time. Similarly, the $37.5 billion worth of duties assessed on Chinese goods between January and October of 2023 would have jumped to about $169 billion. STNR's analysis shows that this tariff increase would have been particularly harmful for products for which the U.S. is largely reliant on China. Smartphones, which currently benefit from duty-free treatment on a normal tariff relations basis, are not subject to 301 duties either. They would have been hit with $12.3 billion in Column 2 duties during the period January to October 2023. Laptops would have been hit with $10.8 billion. Toys with $7.1 billion. Lithium-ion batteries, $4 billion. And video game consoles and machines, $3 billion. STNR can provide a detailed assessment of the additional duties your company would have faced over the past 2 years if the products you import from China had been subject to Column 2 duties. If you're worried about these tariffs, note that there are a number of proven, legitimate ways for importers, exporters, and manufacturers to effectively escape or limit the impact of current and potential future tariffs. And STR is here to help you navigate these options.
With professionals in 9 offices, Sandler, Travis & Rosenberg is the largest international trade, customs, and export law firm in the world. This is for informational purposes only and is not legal advice. The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. Ask us to send you free written information about our qualifications and experience. Email us at messages@strtrade.com.